Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, personality types, share number 32. We're in the 16 types, describing them. We're in the NT series, starting with 29, and then 30, 31. This is the last of the NTs. This is called ENTJ. ENTJs are like a commander personality. They're natural leaders. They have a strong urge to give structure and unify people in the pursuit of noble causes. That's the J aspects. Similar to SJs, they want to establish plans for tasks, but as an end, they're more concerned with policies and goals. They're impatient with errors, like with other Ts, they're not tactful in pointing them out to people. And as Ts and Js, they value efficiency, competency. Like all Ts, they prefer to make decisions based on impersonal data. They enjoy executive positions, that's the J. They're tireless in their devotion to their jobs, often ignoring their personal lives. J's tend to do that sometimes. Their spouses should be self-sufficient and not make emotional demands with the TJ, not wanting to waste time with. They're not concerned about romance. They insist that meals be on time, their home attractive, well-ordered, maintain schedules. So they have to work on that. T's can be devoted to their families as F's, but they do that because it's the right logical thing to do rather than having that symbiotic relationship like NFs have. So they have to develop that part of their personality. They're hardy, argumentative, and robust. That describes an ENTJ. Their focus, their energy outward, that's the extroversion, towards a world of endless possibilities and meanings, that's the intuition. That's translated objectively into systems and products, that's the thinking aspects of it, in a very timely and orderly fashion, and that's the judging. Like the INTPs, their world is like a chessboard, pieces being moved for the greater good. Life is a system of forces that need to be understood and mastered and harnessed. ENTJs, their life unfolds through confrontation and arguing and engaging with another in this name of learning. They start with assumption that, that either they're right, they're wrong, or to be proven wrong, and they're very critical in that sense. And if an ENTJ is right, everyone will be better going through the process because they're really thorough and they'll get the job done and they will bring healthy ideas that needs healthy change. But if they are wrong, there'll still be an admiration and respect for them, and they will respect others that got to that higher truth if they're healthy. Life for ENTJ, the idea is that they have a low regard of people who refuse to engage them or are intimidated by them, and they have a high regard for people who stand up to them and challenge them intellectually or emotionally or any other way. The problem of intimidation is intensified if an ENTJ is arrogant, and they are often impatient, more than most types. Their impatience may show itself in a form of a quick temper or inappropriate complaints about relatively small matters. They have a strong ego that could trick them into thinking that they can do or handle anything, including details of impersonal matters, but that's not their strong point. The interpersonal details is not their strong point. And when they fail in such matters, they express stress, frustration, feelings of incompetence. And when it comes to criticism of themselves or others, ENTJs are usually in a class in of themselves. They're very sharp-tongued, they're harsh, seemingly unforgiving, and they can be devastating to those they criticize, including themselves. ENTJs are gifted in their language. They have a clarity of thought, clarity of speech. They're excellent communicators, but they're also sharp. And that sharpens the precision of their critical abilities. And again, like other NT types, the NT is not the typical female because this type shows a certain degree of arrogance, confrontational, unwomanly, like people would like to say. And other women resent that in other ENTJ females, or husbands may. They feel they're being talked down to. And an ENT female may unwittingly find themselves a loner, which is difficult for the extrovert. So this ENTJ challenge for a female, because they're demanding, they're objective, they're competent, they're independent by nature, and it's not endearing to most men or husbands. And therefore, you know, that is then unfortunately obscures the fact that ENTJ females can be quite nurturing and caring as well. But the femininity is not in their traditional roles. So they have to really access that healthy femininity as an ENTJ female. Through the qualities of the ENTJ, you know, people may shun them or avoid them to avoid confrontation, be plagued by turmoil in their interpersonal relationships. Very often the ENTJ will be told that they appear angry when really they're not angry. They're just enthusiastic about a point and they got worked up. They look worked up because they're expressing a point and they're very passionate about it. But to others, it looks like they're frustrated or angry. And that's not the case. So you have to understand them better that way. And they pursue many different types of professions. Their relationships tend to be honest and stimulating, but sometimes it could be abrasive because they're very blunt in their way they talk. Very often their bark is worse than their bite. So their relationships grow over time. ENTs see their children as fun when they're young, and they encourage them, they enlighten them, they stimulate them. Children, too, are drawn into these conversations. The ENTJ style of living is very, very powerful, and you know, there's an earning of respect there. The issue with an ENTJ is that relaxation doesn't come easy for them, you know, to go on vacation or to relax, because they always attack challenge after challenge after challenge with a great amount of determination and compulsiveness, and they have trouble learning how to relax. ENTJ children are more direct than their peers. They could seem bossy. They could seem argumentative. They make friends easily. That's their E aspects. They could do that. They're quick-witted. They're gregarious. And they include others, again, as extroverts generally do. And they're respected for their capabilities, but they're also resented for the obnoxiousness that they sometimes may exhibit. Teachers may not understand an ENTJ because, you know, so while good and challenging competitive engagements is enjoyable to ENTJ, but a teacher-student power struggle can be damaging and alienating. Family events are fun for an ENTJ. They could plan, they could organize, they could, you know, show themselves that way. They are natural leaders. They're system planners. They rise very high in their upper managements very, very quickly. They may alienate people along the way. That's their NT coldness or their J rigidity, you know, and they may alienate people. Sometimes, usually if they're healthy, it's only with a cause. But in their objectivity, they don't always understand why people would personalize their arguments. They're just beginning to speak the truth, you know. That's the way they feel. So again, to summarize some of the concepts, they're like a commander. They're decisive people who love momentum, who love accomplishment. They gather information for their creative visions, and they rarely hesitate that long to act upon them. They are charismatic. They're natural-born leaders. ENTJs are naturally born leaders. They perceive themselves to have a strong positive influence on others as they could. They always strive for greatness, no matter what challenge, big or small, they could tackle. They could achieve those goals. They're very determined that way. And that determination makes it like a self-fulfilling prophecy. They push towards their goals with their willpower, their ability to move on, and they're dominant. They're unyielding in that sense, not because they're cold-hearted or vicious. Again, this is unhealthy, maybe that way, but they're not. But people may perceive them that way. They respect those who can match them intellectually. They have a skill in recognizing talents in others. But emotional expression is not their strong suit. That's an NT challenge. That's why it's not a female stereotypical type of typing in NT. And their distance in emotions is felt by the people around them. And often it comes across as emotional insensitivity. So they have to work on that. But they are true powerhouses. They accomplish a great deal. To go through some of the strengths and weaknesses of an ENTJ, the strengths are they are very, very efficient. They are very energetic. They are extremely self-confident. To face day-to-day life challenges, they are the most likely personality type to thrive in those things. They're very strong-willed. They are tough. They are secure. They are brave. They're strategic thinkers, they're charismatic, and they're inspiring. The weakness is that if you take it too far, they can be stubborn, they can be dominant, they can be intolerant, they can be impatient, they can be arrogant. And they could have a poor handling of their emotions, to be scornful of others, to be irritated by others, trampling over other people's feelings, even not even thinking, but hurting their spouses, hurting their friends, especially in emotionally charged situations. In the worst case scenario, they could be cold and ruthless. So they really need to work on all of those concepts. Obviously, if you're married and you need that, or with the children, or certainly in marriage, you need to have sort of that, develop that warmer style. They do live boldly. A spouse has to get used to their living boldly and being more tougher in that those senses, you know, and a spouse needs to be aware that they will receive sometimes this honest criticism and so on, you know. But they also, ENTJs, mature ENTJs, need to adapt and recognize that their spouses need emotional support, need praise, and they are intellectually strong enough to know to develop that relationship and to grow with friends. Also, sometimes they seem too dominating or impatient in friendships, but they're usually well-intentioned. Very often they'll have a few close friends instead of a lot of acquaintances. They love to have friends that share in their intellectual connection. But again, the test for them is that in the realm of emotional sensitivity, they may dismiss it. So they have to really work on developing those emotional sensitive aspects of their personality. In best parents as well, same idea. They have to develop that warm concept. Also, they persistently motivate the children to meet and exceed their potential with of growth. But their avoda as parents is to build emotional tolerance. To build emotional tolerance doesn't mean they shirk their responsibilities, but they sometimes, ENTJ parents can be uncompromising with their children, overly strict with their children in this sense. And if the debates go, go around the motion, the parent can't handle that. So they have to learn how to develop that emotional aspect of it. They do tend to force their independence. But again, they have to work on the nurturing aspects of their personality that by nature is weaker, and they need that especially in the marriage relationship and especially with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in general and with children and so on and so forth. They have great expectations for themselves and they have great expectations for others. Their workplace habits, they're natural there, they're efficient, they have clear communication, they have leadership skills that are admired, they could get things done in an almost unbelievable way. They're very, very reliable. They can work in any type of position. There's a lot to talk about. We only touched briefly on the work aspects of the MBTI, but there's a lot of nekudas that in the worst work aspects that can be helpful. So the bottom line is, the Milas, they are powerfully intellectual, strategic thinkers. They have quirks that create misunderstandings, but they have to learn how to balance their personality. Again, usually with the opposite tchunas of things. With the E, with extroversion, to work more on the I, being reflective sometimes, on the theoretical, to get more down to earth, and they generally are logical and analytical. They have to work on their emotional aspects, and they generally have that rigidity. They don't know how to relax, and they need to learn how to have that openness to a degree. So again, it's always a balance. Again, to reiterate that every personality, there's no real right, there's no real wrong. It is a matter of understanding the beauty of each personality type and balancing it and using it in the best possible way. Bracha v'atzlacha.